On today's ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show, ProPresenter's Bible, PowerPoint, and multiple monitors. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of the ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show. This is the show where every week I answer your church tech questions. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host, and I'd love for you to ask your question, so just do that below the video. Now, if you're listening to the audio podcast, which I encourage you to do, you know, I do some running myself. Sometimes I'm mowing the lawn. Not so much this time of year, because as I'm recording, it's December, but, you know, whatever you're doing that you can't use your eyes, just listen to the audio podcast. That's a good way to do it as well. If that's you, just go over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/CTCQA for Church Tech Cast questions and answers, and then you can leave your message under one of those shows. That's cool as well. Jody Michelle, who left it under one of the videos, asked me, how do you make the Bible verse go over the background? I've done it in a couple of times and fluked it, but now it just keeps coming up blank behind it, and I would like to know how to control it. She's talking, of course, about ProPresenter. So there are really a couple of ways to do it. First off, you can have a template that you apply to your Bible passages that includes the appropriate background. That works. Another way is you can add the scripture from the Bible app directly into your sermon notes document or into, let's say, worship, if halfway through the song during a bridge or something, the worship leader is going to read a scripture, you can do that as well. And in that case, it works just like a song. So those are the two ways that I would do it. It really depends on your situation. Carl Bertinen, I really hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, Carl, wrote me an email and said, okay, Paul, you've convinced me to reply. I do have a question about ProPresenter. I've tried their knowledge base, and it's fairly limited, though it seems I'm not the only one with this problem. It seems when we load a PowerPoint presentation that has animated text on the slides, the animation does not work correctly on the first slide. All the rest, even with the same slide animations, work properly. I've tried debugging the situation and have concluded that it's likely a bug in one of the two programs that occurred in the handoff between them. We are using Office 2007. We've also had a problem where ProPresenter doesn't detect PowerPoint on the machine. Usually this occurs at the worst possible time, like during a service. The fix listed on their knowledge base wasn't completely effective. Anyway, we've just about given up on using PowerPoint with ProPresenter and now switch between the two programs for the pastor's sermon and back again. Are you familiar with this issue? Well, I'm not familiar with that specific issue, but in general, I really dissuade people to do that. First off, you listed animations. Not a big fan of PowerPoint animations. I'm just not. Secondly, and that's from an artistic standpoint, PowerPoint seems to be much more business-focused, and as a result, you don't get something that's really nice. You get something that kind of feels like a presentation that you're watching at your office. So I just don't like them. Secondly, what I would do if I were you is I wouldn't let the pastor make the notes in PowerPoint. I say wouldn't let, but what I mean is the graphics people have an artistic eye towards that sort of thing. So I would encourage the pastor to build slide notes if the pastor wants to be responsible for such things. Have the pastor just copy and paste into a just generic text document. So leave a double space in between each slide and do like that. If it's a build, you know, put build in parentheses, something like that. If there's a picture, put the name of the JPEG in the text document, and then you can just import that whole thing into ProPresenter and you'll be mostly done. Then have any videos or still images in another folder and just drag and drop those guys in, and you should be done. Nice and fast, easy breezy, lemon squeezy, and you're going to have a presentation that's native to ProPresenter that looks like it belongs in ProPresenter, and you're not going to have this switching back and forth thing, which is annoying and quite frankly not the best way to do things. And I should mention that if I had to do it, I think I would put a blank slide. If it's always the first slide, put in a slide that you don't care about at the beginning of every presentation and then skip to the second one, just to let you know. Also, it does have to be a specific version of PowerPoint, and I think 2007 is not it. So that might be why you're running into issues as well. I want to say it's like 2012. So I'm blanking on exactly the number, but there's that. Okay, Lisa McGovern via email said, I'm thankful to have found your online videos regarding ProPresenter 6. You made it totally make sense. Thanks. You're welcome. That was Laura. I might have said Lisa. Meant Laura. Laura McGovern. Scott Wanzer via email said, we are running OS X Yosemite version 10.10.5 and we are not getting an arrangement tab in displays. Thoughts? In talking to Scott, he initially had thought that it was something related to that version of the OS, but I've used my display adapter, which it sounds like he was using the same one, on version, I think I started at 10.8. So 10.8, 10.9, 10.10, and now 10.11, and it's worked every time. So I think it turns out he was saying that the arrangement tab isn't showing up. So I would check your connections, because if you've got a problem with the USB cable, that could cause a problem. If you've got a problem with the driver, that could cause a problem. If you've got a problem with the cable coming out of the USB adapter, that could cause a problem. If the display has a loose connection one place or another, or it's not even on the input, that would cause this same problem. So I don't think it's the OS. I think it's one of those other things. So take a look at those. Well, I hope that helped you. I hope that was one of your questions. And if it wasn't, don't forget, leave your question below the video or at trinitydigitalmedia.com/CTCQA. If you like this content, you'd probably like my email newsletter. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S. And there I've got 5 different church tech gifts that you can pick up along with a free subscription to my email newsletter. Also head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/store and pick up either any of the things that I sell there, or what I'm really excited about is the Church Tech U subscription, which allows you to have a community where we can discuss church tech things, and it has every single one of those resources there as well. So head over there and take a look. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.